The traditional mountain dulcimer, with its strings stretched the length of an oblong wood box, offers a distinctive profile that has endured for generations. Casting aside tradition, dulcimer enthusiast Peter Allway has built a dulcimer out of Legos. He joins us from member station WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
What possessed you to make a dulcimer out of tiny plastic blocks?
Well, it was a conversation in an online dulcimer discussion group, and actually, I have to confess, people were so obsessed with playing their dulcimers, they wanted one they could play in the bathroom and figured plastic would be the way to do it. And that set a light bulb off over my head. A dulcimer is an easy-to-build instrument. In fact, when people see my ordinary wooden dulcimer, I often hear people say, oh, my uncle used to build those. They're an easy thing to build, and in fact, there is a time when people on the farm would build their dulcimer out of material at hand, old scrap wood, using nails for frets and whatever wire they could find for strings. So to me, building it out of Lego is in the same spirit of building your dulcimer from materials that are easily available in your house.
And how long did it take to build?
It takes about 2 or 3 hours to build it. I say takes because I've rebuilt it about 3 or 4 times, each time making it a little better. It's got bright toy yellow soundboard on top and a yellow and red fretboard and a nice rainbow color around the edges of blue, green, yellow, and red for the main soundbox. And it took a couple days to get from version 1 to a final version. Most of the time was actually waiting for some specialized parts to come through the mail so that I could build the tuning pegs.
These are specialized Legos?
Specialized Legos. They're called Technics parts, which include things like little gears and friction bearings and stuff like that. Everything on this instrument is made of Legos except for the strings, which are made of fishing line.
Would you play it for us?
Certainly.
What is that you just played for us?
It's a little piece I wrote called May Damsels Dance.
Is there any danger of this instrument breaking apart as you play it?
It has in the past, but that was when I was first tuning it, and the worst thing that could happen is if it breaks apart, I put it back together.
Peter Allway joined us from the studios of WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You can view pictures and details of his Lego dulcimer on our website, npr.org. It's 22 minutes before the hour.